Do you have shoulder pain? If so, there's a connection between your hips and your shoulders called the myofascial sling. And in the rest of this yin yoga class, we will be doing yin yoga poses to help release that myofascial sling. So stay with us. Hi, I'm Melissa from Yoga with Melissa. We offer real yoga for real people every Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific. And when you subscribe and press that little bell, you'll get some great classes coming your way, including next week at 9 a.m. we'll have our live class, which will be a restorative yoga for bedtime. And then the following week, we will be doing a yoga nidra for anxiety. Today, you will need a bolster and a strap and a blanket. And thanks to Dusky Leaf for our props. So go ahead and rest back and we will begin. So tuck your shoulder blades underneath you. Feel the support of the earth. And let the tension from your body sink down into the ground underneath you. Let your breath sink down and into your belly. And just check in at the beginning of your yin yoga experience here to notice the tension in your shoulders. So every muscle in your body is wrapped in multiple directions by something called fascia. And biomechanically, your hips and your shoulders are connected. Fascia connects your shoulders and your pelvis through something called a myofascial sling. Okay, so from here, you're going to, you could keep the bolster underneath your knees, particularly if you have low back issues, but I'm going to push it aside. I'm going to give an option for low back issues as well. So you're going to take your strap now, and you're going to bend your left knee. If you have low back issues, place the strap around the ball of your foot here. The fascia here is too fragile, so you want to keep it around the ball of your foot. Extend your right leg up. And you want to find that just right edge, that place between too much and too little, where you find the appropriate edge, where you can soften your muscles so that we can get into the deeper connective tissue that wraps around the muscles, the joints, the bones. And then you're going to resolve to be still so that the slow, gentle traction can happen and gravity and time can do all the work. So if you're a visual person, I would encourage you to look at the image on the screen so you can see the myofascial sling. This image comes from Tom Meyer's book. It's his book called Anatomy Trains, and it really shows the myofascial sling very well. So have a look at that. That's the myofascial sling that we'll be following through this yin yoga class. And attempting to attend to pressurize and pull and pressurize the tissue through this yin yoga class. So you can see here, we're pulling and pressurizing the tissue that surround the hamstrings to begin with. So I'm going to explain the fascial connections between the hips and the shoulders that we are addressing in the yin class today. However, just seeing that image on the screen, I think, is enough to sense the connection between your hips and your shoulders as well. So your hamstrings start from your tibia and they insert at your ischial tuberosity. And this continues along the sacral tuberous ligament and then through the thoracolumbar fascia. The sling continues to the latissimus dorsi, which then inserts into the opposite scapula of the humerus. And all of this to say, if you experience shoulder pain, it can be helpful to release the fascia of the hamstrings, the hips, the mid-back, to affect the myofascial sling. Okay, so you're going to go ahead and release this side. And then we'll just either lengthen your legs out if you don't have low back issues, or just rest here and feel the effects of this posture. Feel the rebound. So you might feel energy flowing through your left leg. You may even start to feel some release through your shoulders. So pay attention to that through the whole class. And then we're going to go ahead and hook up the left leg. So placing your strap around the ball of your left foot, go ahead and extend your left leg up. Know that this side's going to be different. You want to feel sensation on the back of your left leg. And then we'll find a point of stillness here. Remembering the principles of yin to become soft, still, and let time and gravity do all the work. Thank you. Okay, so go ahead and release this pose from your body. And if you have back issues, keep your knees bent. Otherwise, release your legs. Feel the rebound. And then we're going to move on to banana asana. So for banana asana, if you have shoulder issues and it really bothers you to stay with your arms overhead like this or like this for 5 minutes, then you're going to take your bolster, put it overhead so you don't have to have your arms so far overhead and you can rest your arms on the bolster overhead. Okay, so you're going to take your feet over to the right side of the mat. You can hook it if you want more. Remember, you're going to be here for 5 minutes. You can take your arms overhead and side bend until you feel sensation along the whole right side of your body. And then pause and stay there, and we will be here for 5 minutes. And you can recall the image, or we'll put the image back up on the screen now, of the myofascial sling, and just sense into your body here where you're affecting the myofascial sling to release your shoulders. Soften. So you get into the deeper connective tissue that wraps around the joints and the bones. Thank you. Okay, slowly release Banana Asana from your body and come back to the center. Feel the rebound. And then we'll take Banana Asana to the other side. So take your left leg over to the right side of your mat. Bend your side body over to the right side of your mat. Take your arms overhead, either straight or bent. Remember, you can use the meditation cushion or a bolster underneath your arms if it's too intense for your arms. Okay, so slowly make your way out of this pose and come back to the center. Feel the rebound in your body. And then you're going to bend your knees, moving slowly, roll to your side, come up, and we're going to do a squat. So actually, if this doesn't work in your body, let me give you the option to do knees to chest on your back. Okay, hold on behind your knees. If you have knee issues, ankle issues, toe issues, I guess you can determine. Okay, so what you're going to do is you're going to come up. You have your feet underneath your hip bones, and then you make space for your body in between. And then if you're like me and you have tight calves and Achilles here, you want to fill the space with either a folded blanket or you can use your meditation cushion. So you can rest your heels on the ground. And then we'll stay here for 5 minutes. So when we practice yin yoga, we're getting into the deeper connective tissue or fascia of the body. Fascia is the connective tissue that surrounds all the structures of your body. Is like a web that runs from your head to your toes. And there are three kinds of fascia. There's superficial fascia, and it's all kind of like what it sounds like. So it sits closer to the surface, the kind that surrounds your face. The visceral fascia, the kind that surrounds your organs, and deep fascia. So deep fascia is the tough, fibrous connective tissue that surrounds your muscles. It's the kind of fascia or connective tissue that we're affecting when we practice yin yoga. It also surrounds your ligaments, your bones, and your joints. It is the ligaments. So deep fascia contains many sensory receptors. It communicates pain, proprioception, and other feedback to your brain as well. So this is the fascia that we're affecting when we practice yin yoga. Okay, so from here, you're going to slowly make your way back down onto your back, and we're going to feel the rebound. Okay, from here we're going to move into the hips of the myofascial sling that affects the hips and the shoulders. So you're going to cross your left ankle over the top of your right thigh, draw your right thigh in towards your chest, hold on behind your knee, bend your knee, open your left knee out, feel into your left outside of your hip and your glutes. Thank you. Okay, go ahead and release this side very slowly and gently. And then just check in and feel something. And then we'll go ahead and do this on the other side. So cross your right ankle over the top of your left thigh. And then open your right knee out to your side. Draw your left leg in. Hold on behind your left knee. And relax your shoulders. And throughout the pose, what I'm focusing on is breathing in and then softening. And just noticing if my shoulders are dropping and sinking into the floor. So if there's a corresponding release in my shoulders, so you can focus on that as well. Slowly release this pose from your body. And just feel the energy moving through your body here before we go on to the next pose. Okay, from here we're going to do a reclined twist. And you're going to bend your knees, place your feet flat on the floor, press into your hips, lift them up, take them over to the right side of your mat, and lower your knees down to the left side of the mat. And you may notice that you're okay, you don't need any support underneath your knees, your shoulders are resting on the ground because we've done a lot of releasing. But if your right shoulder is lifting up off the ground, then place a pillow or a blanket or your meditation cushion underneath your knees, okay? Okay, so you're going to very carefully make your way back onto your back, press into your feet, untuck your hips. And we'll do this recline twist on the other side. So press into your hips again, lift them up, take them over to the left side of your mat, and then lower your knees over to the right side of your mat. And look over your left shoulder. Okay, so slowly come back to the center, untuck your hips, and then find your bolster again, place it underneath your knees for Shavasana. And in Shavasana, just check in with your shoulders, remembering how they felt at the beginning of the class, the relationship to the ground. So notice how your shoulders are resting against the ground now. Also, I find a good way to check in too is with the length of your neck here, along the tops of the shoulders here, and also how your breath is moving through the space along the length of your neck and into the shoulder girdle itself. And I find if you can feel some more movement in your shoulder girdle, the bones like driftwood bobbing up and down in the ocean, that's a good sign. Okay, so continue to rest back here in Shavasana to receive and integrate your practice. And I'm going to sit up and read you a poem. So as we've been focusing on through this whole class, your connective tissue surrounds the structures of your whole body like a web from your head to your toes. So when you pull on one part of the web, it affects the entire web. And so I chose this poem that I wrote called Cranium because your fascia surrounds your head too. As I mentioned, the superficial layer, there's lots of fascia through your face and around your cranium as well. And this, I wrote this poem in response to an experience I had in Shavasana on a meditation retreat. Cranium. Reclining in corpse pose, the cranium rests on the earth, gradually expanding and contracting on the ebb and flow of breath. The leisurely creeping motion descends downward to the ocean bed, sinking deeper into the mantle, seafloor spreading. The tectonic plates of the cranium begin their continental drift, the thick crust of the lithosphere giving up their convergent boundaries, one plate moving under another. Material is lost, carried down the mantle, while the formation of a new oceanic floor along divergent margins is spreading. So gradually allow your breath to deepen. Wiggle your fingers and toes. And then bend your knees. Roll to your right side. And slowly make your way up to a seated position so we can gather in the fruits of our practice first to ourselves and then offer them out into the world with our mudra and mantra series. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom of all. So thank you so much for joining me for this class. If you liked the class, thank you for giving it a thumbs up. And if you know somebody who experiences shoulder pain, maybe share this class with them so they have a different way of exploring the releasing of shoulders. And you know I love my fabulous finishers. So if you made it all the way to the end of the class, then put my myofascial sling is happy. People will be curious and try the class. Thank you for your donations, Carla, Donna, and Cornelia. Thanks to Squeeze Yoga Clothing for my clothes. Today I'm wearing the Just Be Bamboo top in this jean blue color. I love it. And if you would like my 7 days of yin yoga, restorative yoga, and short yoga videos for your upper back, neck, and shoulder pain relief, then go to melissawest.com/upper back. I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our Pacific Ocean. May you be as rooted as our old growth trees. And may you be as strong as our mountains. Om Shanti, Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.